This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right, Megs. We are 6 minutes into the second hour, and you're listening to MUT Radio Konagila with timeless music. With your very girl, man. We promise. G. Uyazi kuthi manje. We're going to play the next song that I'm going to play. I figured, you know what? Let me just get in and just give you some little. So, the next song I'm going for is the song, yeah, AJ Gent. His name is Audrey Gent Jr. From all the way, man. From Florida, from USA. Man, he plays a git. You know when a mother is holding a baby, that's how the guy actually holds that guitar, and it's how he's very patient with his guitar. I think that's how he gives out such a soulful man sound. Like he just gives out the sounds that just gives out peace. I just hope the next song I play for you is just gives you peace in your heart. Just stays well. AJ Gents, singing guitar vibes.
Thank you.
sounds, man. The singing guitar vibes. That is AJ Gent. I mean, if you a TikToker, you trust me, you definitely know the sound. Because I know for sure Sinclair, whenever she does her stories, trust me, this song is always on her videos, literally all the time. Right now, I have AJ Gent on the line. He goes by AJ Gent. He's Audrey Gent Jr., man, all the way from Florida, USA, man. This guy's a third generation. He's a singer-songwriter. He's a record producer, lap and pedal steel guitar player. Who else do you know does such things? Mr. AJ.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic.
I'm doing fantastic too. This is a beautiful song, man. Singing guitar vibe definitely gives a peace. Like it gives a peace.
Yeah, as I was just listening to it, it was doing something for me, you know. So it does the same for me as it does for everyone else. Oh, every time I hear it.
Oh, trust me, it does. I hope you're doing well, man.
I'm doing, yeah. I just came off the road, mm-hmm. had another show, and so I might have got, you know, couple minutes of sleep, and I'm right back at it. So life is good.
Oh, we've got no time to play. We're working. There's no time to sleep.
Yeah, that's the beauty.
That's the beauty. Okay, so let's just get to it, man. I just want to know, Guti, who exactly is AJ Gent? Who exactly is Audrey Gent?
I'm a healer. I'm a singing guitar player, and I'm a healer. You know, I've been able to have a gift that has the ability to give peace, and that's who I am. I'm a healer in today's world.
Definitely a healer. I won't lie to you. Whenever I go to TikTok and when I search the videos under the sound, trust me, you definitely are healing people.
Ah, yeah. Wow.
You definitely.
Yeah, that means a lot even hearing it from you. So that, yeah, wow.
That's good. So, I mean, you come from a family where, family of singers, of guitar players. I mean, your uncle has been in this industry. Your grandfather and your father has been in this industry. So I just want to find out that how did your family musical legacy actually influence your decision to actually start music? Because I know that you started music when you were 12.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to play the guitar when I was, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to play. I didn't have a huge relationship with my father, believe it or not.
Okay.
And so it resulted in me just kind of rebelling and not wanting to do anything that he was doing.
Oh, okay.
So what goes from there is I begin to find myself wanting and trying to prove certain things,
mm-hmm.
To show my love for him and to try to get his love for me. And one day I locked myself in a room,
mm-hmm.
And I picked up the guitar and I just started playing it and I never stopped. And something happened within those moments and I received an ability that has been blessing people all over the earth.
Beautiful. Do you ever like go back and be like, I'm so glad I picked that guitar up?
Yes. All the time, you know, I never, you know, I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to do what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm forever grateful with the gift that's been placed in my hands. So every single time I pick it up, I'm always thankful that I have the opportunity to bless people and make the guitar sing.
beautiful. I'm glad you were never like, no, man. It brings bad vibe, but I'm also glad with you. When you look back and be like, I'm so happy I grabbed that guitar. Take me back now to 2012. So this is now where you moved, and then you went and ladder to actually pursue your music full time. Take me through the moving and going to another place.
Well, I actually, when I started playing, I was 12 years old, and then I immediately, you know, I played in church for a while, and then I took the music and I started playing in different clubs and bars and all of that. And you know, at the earlier stages, you know, my focus was trying to be celebrity, trying to be seen. I was copying what I thought people wanted to be able to hear. I was copying what I thought people loved. And then, you know, as I got a little older, I realized that music is not always about entertainment. It's not always about flash, exactly. You know? And so I began to understand the importance of, you know, healing, the importance of music therapy, and the power that music has to be able to give you those things that you need in your everyday walk in life. Mm-hmm. And so I did more studying on that and grew into what you hear today. So this is me being authentically AJ Jen. So it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Oh man, it's funny how sometimes when you're in a moment where you need peace and just great vibes, there are times where you just don't need anyone just being like, hey, you need to be like this. You just need a song that's literally gonna take you through. No one talking to you, just you and your world, just listening to the song. And there are songs out there which actually heals, and yours is definitely doing the job.
Wow, yeah. You know, I definitely appreciate the idea of no words being on the music, you know, because that's, you know, that wasn't intentional. It just came out like that. And so after it came out like that, I said to myself, wow, you know, the guitar is saying everything that nobody can say. And so, you know, so it definitely is a, it's an incredible experience, and that's what I want everybody to, you know, to know that's listening. It's something you don't want to miss out on. Mm-hmm. It definitely is going to bless you.
While we on the song, the singing guitar vibes, just I also want you to walk me through, man, the creative process behind it. How was it like creating it?
Well, believe it or not, I wasn't trying to create it. Okay. It just happened. I was working on a song. I have a lot of different songs that I've, you know, worked on, and I might not ever put them out. Okay. Right? And or they may not get finished. So I was just going through really a catalog of songs, and I clicked on that one, the track that I made, and I just started playing to it. And before I knew it, after I pressed record, it was like 10 plus minutes worth of a song. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, whatever problems I had, whatever situation I was in, I tried to channel such a healing energy, you know, on the track. I didn't care about any specifics. Everything that you hear is one take. I didn't record it again. I recorded it one time. I played it one time, and you know, all the mistakes, all of the notes, you know, whatever is on there is true and it's pure. And, you know, that's how it came about. And I went back and I didn't listen back to it until, some time later. I never listened back to the song till after it went viral. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, because I began to see the comments. I said, well, what is everybody talking about? You know, what is this sounding like? So I went back and I listened to it again. I was like, oh my God, you know.
It's perfection. So, and for the fact that you're saying it was only taken in one take and there was no fixing, that's perfection.
Yeah, well, you know, I want it to be as honest and pure as possible. I believe the people deserve that today. Mm-hmm. You know, we deserve honesty, truth.
Definitely.
And I want it to, in the best way that I could possibly, I want it to be able to deliver that to the world.
Beautiful, man. I see you said you, after that, you never listened to it, but the only time you went back and listened to it was the comments. What exactly was happening with the comments? What exactly did you see or hear in those comments that made you like, hey, let me go back and listen to it? Well, why is everyone reacting like this?
Well, what happens is, I'm playing it, I always hear myself.
Mm-hmm.
I always hear myself. So, you know, I've begun lately kind of listening to the music,
mm-hmm.
Anything that I make. But before, I would never really go back and listen to it. I would just critique what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
And so when that song went viral, I began to go and look at comments, and the comments were saying, you know, how much the music healed, how much peace it gives them, how much, you know, it makes them want to cry and kind of release, mm-hmm. you know, this pain within. And I was like, my goodness, you know, let me go back and truly dissect what I did. Let me listen to it. And, you know, after going back and listening, I was amazed in that moment, because, you know, many times I don't think we realize the type of energy we put out. You know, sometimes, you know, you can walk past somebody or be in the presence of somebody. Mm-hmm. And we know that, you know, you can give negative energy, if you will. But I don't think we realize the positive energy that we can also give out. And in that 10 minutes of that song, mm-hmm. that was such a positive energy. That was such a great energy. And so, you know, again, as I told you before, when I was just listening to it, when you were playing, it does the same. Every time I hear it, it does the same thing for me. Oh, it just gives me such peace.
So I just went straight to my phone and I opened the app, and I just want to read just one comment from the video. So Polar J is saying, I listened to this during my most inner moment. This is the epitome of soothing and relaxing, leaving all your troubles behind.
Yeah, wow.
that's how much this song actually does it for people.
Wow. That's so amazing. It's amazing to hear, and it does so much for me, you know, and mm-hmm. and so to hear that, to see that is you know, that's me, you know, fulfilling my purpose. I'm giving my purpose, and so it lets me know that I'm on the right track.
Mm-hmm. So let's go in. You're coming to South Africa.
Yes,
I think that's. I'm excited. Also, I think that is the biggest news for me, as I'm South African. Like, I'm literally speaking to you now, and I'm just hoping to see you. Listen, you're coming to South Africa on October for the 10th and 11th. There's going to be a live performance at the Big Top Arena.
Yes, Carnival City. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Exactly. I know you always promise nothing but the journey of sound, emotion, and connection, leaving the lasting impact on the audience. But now, I want to ask, what are you expect? Do you have any expectations, man, from the fans on the live show? Are you expecting something? Oh, should we expect some surprises or just, you know, maybe new music? I don't know, just something. Should we expect something, or do you expect something from us?
I will say this. Mm-hmm. I expect the most incredible thing you've ever experienced in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Expect that, because my plan is to bring the greatest energy It's like singing guitar vibes. Mm-hmm. The song itself, you can't even put it into words. You know, you just have to be there to experience it. Yeah, it's going to be an incredible, incredible experience, and so you definitely don't want to miss it. I can't say I won't give away too much.
Okay,
but you don't want to miss it.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. I can say for myself that I'm excited. And trust me, people are also excited. I know one girl, Sinclair, who literally always uses your sound under her videos. She made a video, actually. She was like, you know what? AJ Jane has actually heard our prayers. And she was urging people to make sure that you guys definitely go buy those tickets, because the man is coming. He heard our cries. So let's make sure that, because now we've cried and he heard, let's just go, man, and just heal ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we've been working extremely hard, you know, trying to get there the past almost 2 years.
Mm.
And so, you know, yeah, I wanted everybody to know that we was diligently working, trying to get there. I know a lot of comments of everybody asking, when am I coming? And so I'm finally proud to say that we are coming.
We are coming. And we're so excited.
October 10th and 11th. Yep. Two shows, 10th and 11th. It's going to be great.
Imagine a whole two shows. Wow.
Yeah.
So now, AJ, for a person that would want you, like, how do we get a hold of you in the socials?
Well, I'm always on social media, but my website, the best way, ajgent.com. I'm just as I love to be right there with the people. It's a few spam pages out there, so watch out for them. You know, you definitely you'll catch me on social media, but ajgent.com, that's the best way to contact.
Oh my god! Again, thank you so much, man, for just coming through. We really, really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. It's gonna be a blast.
Can't wait to see you on the 10th and 11th. I'm hoping to be serving nice things there.
Oh yes.
Thank you so much, man, for tuning in to MUT Radio, Timeless Music with me, Promise G.
Alright, thank you.
Have yourself a good day.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.